This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yes. And why do we need a Beit HaMikdash for? Let us, for a few minutes, try to visualize what was life like when we had a Beit HaMikdash. In Tfilah, we call the Beit HaMikdash. One of the names that the Beit HaMikdash is called is Beit HaBchira, the house of freedom of choice, to transliterate it right. What does it mean, a house of Bchira, a house of freedom of choice? One will ask many people in the world today, why don't you keep Torah mitzvot the way you're supposed to? Why do you indulge in things that you shouldn't do? And the obvious answer will be that the nisyonot, the trials and tribulations, are so great. The world today is so immoral. It's hard to overcome. The world outside contaminates a person. Just like in Gashmiut, just like in the physical world, there is contamination, and the air can be contaminated, and sometimes you could evacuate a hospital from all its patients because there is a contamination and everybody could get sick, chas v'shalila. So too, there's contamination of a person of a spiritual level. A person comes affected from the world that's around him. We all know in the Torah Kedosha there is a parsha called the Parshat HaMabul. And all of us have learned that in the Teva there only came 7 animals. From the kosher animals, 2 from the non-kosher animals, because the rest of the animals were not able to live through the Mabul because they also acted immoral. Did you ever hear of an animal doing something immoral? Sfarim HaKdoshim teach us that the animals became affected by the atmosphere, they became contaminated by living in an immoral and in a demoralized world. They automatically changed their behavior, and that's why they had to be destroyed. Do you know that in today's immoral world, 8 or 10 years ago, somebody showed me an article that the birds over San Francisco act immorally in the most indecent ways? And if a bird, an animal can become affected from the world, surely a person who has evil inclinations, a person who was created from the lowest of the lowest, from the earth, a person that lives on a world of gravity, which is here to teach us that to pick yourself up and to fly above the world is almost impossible because the world pulls you down all the way till Sheol Tachtit. So the world outside destroys our freedom of choice. The world outside pulls us to the left, pulls us to follow the world, pulls us to follow the goyim of the world. When a yid When a Jew walked into the Beit HaMikdash, he saw openly with his eyes that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. He realized clearly that there is an Hashem. He realized clearly God controls the world. He had no svekot. All that the street was out there wanted to pull him down. When he walked into that place, everything came back to be on an even keel. That's why it's called Bet HaBchira. The house where one achieved freedom of choice. Everything became back even again. Could you imagine after a day in the street, after a day being in the street, facing the trials and the tribulations of the world? I don't have to tell anybody what the street is. Every person knows what the street is. The street is Gehenna on this world. Want to walk in the street today? I will tell you clearly that we are subjected in one day to see what your grandparents and great-grandparents never saw in their whole life. From the day they were born to the day that they went to Gan Eden, they didn't see ever the whole life what we see in one day, what we become contaminated in one day. So how can't we sit down and cry that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, that we could straighten us out? How can't we scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we need a Beit HaMikdash to save us from the Mabul outside? But if we think that we're here to enjoy ourselves, we're in here in this world to live the way the people that are around us live, to indulge in every what way they want, in everything that the world has to offer, and never think twice about it. And to think that the objective of the world is to achieve more enjoyment, more indulgence. Then what do we need a Beit HaMikdash for? So the first nekudah, the first point that a person needs to remember is that if we want to be able to use the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, if we want to be able to use the days the way we are supposed to be able to feel pain, we have to realize first what we are, who we are, before we can talk about a Beit HaBchira. We have to talk about Am HaNivchar. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember that if we want a Beit HaBchira, we have to be an Atah V'Chatanu Mikol HaAmim. We have to be the chosen nation from all the nations. And we have to act like a chosen nation and elevate ourselves to be a chosen nation. And when we'll be a chosen nation, we'll be zoche to have a chosen house. We'll have a house that's a Beit HaBchira, which is miuchad, which is special for that chosen nation. We are here in a world that no one else sent us to this world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else sent us to this American soil to be here in the melting pot of the world to test us whether we will melt to test us if we will chas v'shalom assimilate. 10%, 20% is also assimilation. You don't need a complete meltdown to be in trouble. You could melt 5 and 10% into the world and you're also in trouble. Because we are here, as the Pasuk tells us in Daniel, the last Navi in Ksuvim, Daniel tells us, it was the last of the Nevi'im, he tells us at the end of Daniel in the Psukim, that before Mashiach will come, you could open up a Daniel and see the Psukim with your own eyes, there will be a Tkufa right before he comes. Yidbarru v'yitlabnu. There will be a birur and a libun of Klal Yisrael. A birur, a cleansing. A libun, a cleansing, and a birur, and see who belongs here and who belongs here. Clear pasuk. That before Mashiach comes, yitbarru v'yitlabnu. Where does this birur happen? How does this birur happen? How does this libun happen? We put to test day in and day out. Oh, yeah, do we fail that test? Oh, do we fail that test? And that alone has to scare us. Where are we in this birur and this libun? Maybe we should look at it right. The test has many different colors, many different shapes. One test is the street outside. All that the street screams, join me. The street that screams, go and do what you want. Don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One test that we have to pass. The test of the technology of the world. Chazal talk about people walking around with a small avodah zarah, small idol in their pockets. Chazal talk about a person that has in his pocket an idol, and whenever he needs something, he bends down and bows to the idol. Who knows if when Mashiach comes, we won't know, we won't hear, and we won't understand what Avodah Zarah is. It says in Svarim HaKedoshim, Elokei Masecha lo saselach. Elokei Masecha means an Avodah Zarah that you make out of a form. You pour metal into a form. Svarim HaKedoshim tell us a davar nora. If you are connected to something that you can't give it up, if you are connected to something that you can't break yourself from it, you are formed in a certain way that you can't say no to it, that's an avodah zarah. In Eretzeinu HaKedosha, there was lately, not long ago, a Shabbat for older girls that couldn't do a shidduch. The person who had to run the Shabbat was very afraid. What should he talk to them? What should he tell them? And he went to one of the big tzaddikim in Nahariya, Rav David Abachatzira, Hashem Yishmor Oto. And he went to him and asked him, what should he tell the girls? And he told them, tell them to give up their phones. It came Shabbat, and went by Friday night, Lel Shabbat Kodesh, Shabbat by day, Shabbat in the afternoon, and he didn't have the Azut de Kiddusha to tell them the message. It came Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh. They were ready to leave. And he told them, he has to tell them something that Rabbi David Abu Chatzira from Nariah told him to tell them. And he told them, Rabbi David told them to give up their phones. And he took a bag, or they took a bag, better said. And 25 out of the 26 put their phones in the bag. The 26th wasn't able to part with it. After everybody did it and they were ready to leave, she also gave her phone. He went back to Rabbi David and told him what happened. And Rabbi David told him a year ago that they will all become kalot until Tisha Ba'av, until Chamisha Asar Ba'av. 25 became kalot before Tisha B'Av. The one that waited long waited till Chamisha Asar. Why? Going against the grain is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Going in the opposite direction on a one-way street. Going in the opposite direction on a one-way street is suicide sometimes. Because everybody's coming against you. But you are going to Hashem and they are going from Hashem. That is our avodah. Our avodah is to do what we don't want to do. To go against migraine, mesirat nefesh. Nefesh is from Lashon Ratzon. To give away our tzonot. We live in a world that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all around us everything that's anti. And we have to face a birur and a libun. Do we belong? Do we really belong? Are we really the chosen people? Are we ready to choose what we have to choose? And if we find it hard because the surroundings are so hard, you know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us in our avodah to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't stay here anymore. Between you and me, if anybody here has a child, he knows very well that he has no idea how he's going to bring him up if not for Siyata Deshmaya. How he's going to be able to bring up a pure child in such an impure world? So how can you not sit down on Tisha B'Av and cry? And cry? And cry again? What am I doing here? Where am I? How am I going to bring up my children in this world? Forget about the children. How am I going to grow up in this world? What's going to happen to me in this world? We need the Gula. We need a Bet HaMikdash. And when we realize that, I think every one of us could be like one of the Tzadikim, the son of the Magid of Mizrich, Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, he was called, who when it came Tisha B'Av, sat down on the floor, put his head between his knees, and cried 24, 26 hours straight. Didn't pick up his head once. should we cry? Why do we have what to cry about? That all depends if we realize what Judaism is all about. And we realize that no, we can't be here anymore. We have nothing to look for anymore. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send you a better message than to show you what America is all about, that promise of the promised land, America, the golden land, America, let one person tell me what the future of this country is. What's the future of a country when you have two people running to run the country that will run it aground? So how could you sit with peacefully and not cry? How could you not realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, look what's going on around you. Look that you have no future, even if you're looking for a gashmiut. Even if you're looking for a place of so-called haven in this world. We have nowhere to turn. We have nowhere to turn. There isn't a day that we don't hear Rahman al-Itzlan of terrorism. You all keep up with the news. We're not naive people. We all know that the world is the most unsafe world that there is. Why did HaKadosh Baruch bring it to the world that we should feel so unsafe? We should feel that the fire is burning under us. Because He wants us to wake up. He's helping us to wake up, to be able to save us. Ah, you'll ask me the ultimate question. Why, if so, doesn't the Gula come already? Let me tell you how lucky we are that the Geula doesn't come already. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every neshama, kedosha, to be able to return. Every neshama, kedosha, to be able to return. He's waiting for every neshama. He wants to be mekayem, as it says, lo yudei lo yidach mimenu nidach, that nobody should get lost. Nobody should be pushed away. So are we ready to be able to give a din v'cheshbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are ma'kev de gula? That we are ma'kev de gula? Let me give all of us, including myself, a very important message. Next time we have an Nisayon, next time that we walk on the street and there comes a riyah, surah in front of our eyes, and hopefully not from one of us, not from one of the world's people, not from a Jewish child. I want to be metameh the riyah of a person. I want to take him to Shol Tachtit, because that's all that we can talk about in this world, in the indecency of this world. Remember that if you are going to do what you're not allowed to do, at that moment Mashiach can't come because you won't be able to see him. So you're going to be ma'kev de gula. That alone should give every one of us the strength to overcome this yonot. When a Bat Yisrael walks down the street and she's machshilim, person with a riyah surah, at that moment Mashiach can't come because somebody's doing the wrong thing. So are we hypocrites? We're going to sit Tisha B'Av on the floor and cry for Mashiach and for Beit HaMikdash and then be ma'akev de gula? Nobody's a hypocrite, we just don't think. We get pulled by the waves. But the Eibishter sends us every single day a part, a wake-up call. We all say in Tfilah, Tka b'shofar godol lecherutenu. What does it mean, a shofar godol? There's going to be a big shofar that's going to be from one end of the world to the other. What's the difference how big the shofar is? Shofar godol means a shofar that will awaken everybody. The Torahut will be godol. It'll be an awakening call. That shofar started already. I don't know already how long it started. Tzadikim said a long time ago it started to blow. But it's getting louder and louder from day to day. It's getting louder and louder to wake us up and to bring us l'cheirutenu, to bring us to freedom, freedom from the Yetzara, freedom from our Tavot, freedom from our Shibud, freedom from the Shigo'on, to run after what the world has to offer, to dress like the world and to go with pritzut like the world. Remember, we're here 2,000 years in Galut. You're not going to tell me that for all the generations till today's generation, who are Moser Nefesh, who gave away their life, who lived with tkifut, not to bow down to anything, never to leave Judaism, all of you, two generations back, three generations back, four generations back, all of you have generations of generations, still the Beit HaMikdash, who are steadfast in their Emunah, steadfast in the Shemirot HaMitzvot. And it's all going to go to Moyon, it's all going to go to nothing. So as we turn to focus on the days that are coming, as we turn to focus on Churban HaMikdash, Churban HaMikdash, which is the Churban of another name that we have in our tefillot, Bet Chayenu, the house where we lived in. Today we're not living, we're playing life. We're playing life. It's not called living. Living without a Beit HaMikdash is not life. It's simulated life. It's playing life. But we're missing Bet Chayenu. We're missing the house where we were lived. And the house which gave us life. The house which gave us the ability to live. Because life doesn't mean chilling out. Life doesn't mean the gashmiut of the world. Life means connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in next week's parasha, in parashat Va'etchanan, Va'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokechem, then chayim kulchem ayoyim, then you are called living. When you davuk b'Hashem Elokechem, when you davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you are called living. So we're missing life. We're missing dveikut. We're missing a place where we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Yuma, from where did the Kohanim live? The Gemara tells us a davar pele, and we're maminim, menei maminim, we believe be'emunah shleima, that everything that says in the Gemara is 100% truth. The Gemara tells us in the Beit HaMikdash there were trees made out of gold. And the trees in the Beit HaMikdash that were made out of gold grew, gave out perot of gold. How's that possible? Most of us probably fly through their mind. That's weird. Can't be. Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochol. A Kol Yochol. There is nothing that can't be. There's nobody that knows what could be. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do. And in Bet HaMikdash, where there was so much chiyut, so much life, that even a piece of wood and a piece of iron became alive. Says the Sfat Emet, if a piece of metal could give out perot and become a live being when it wasn't the Bet HaMikdash, what happened to a person when he walked into the Bet HaMikdash? Again, listen to what we're talking about. If a piece of metal, a piece of gold was able to grow in the Bet HaMikdash and give out perot, because the chiyut in the Bet HaMikdash was so great that it brought chiyut and dveikut to chayim, to even to a domem, even to a piece of metal. What happened to a nefesh elikai? What happened to our souls when they walked into the Beis HaMikdash? You know what happened? The same that happens to a telephone that the battery burnt out. And you plug it in and it starts to work. When we walked into the Beis HaMikdash, we were plugged into chiyut. And we started to live, we started to become different people. And that is missing, that Bet Chayenu, that plug is missing. We can't plug ourselves in. We can't become Atem Advekim. Of course we have to cry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this year a special matana. He gave us Shabbat Kodesh. Should be Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av is Nidche. It's pushed off to Yom Rishon. Why do I say it's a special matana? Because in Shabbat Kodesh, in the day of Shabbat, is the only time that we could feel a little bit what the Bet HaMikdash was all about. On the day of Shabbat, we all elevate ourselves to a different world. Those who keep Shabbat the way you're supposed to, realize that Shabbat is a different world. You elevate yourself to a different place. The Gemara tells us two places. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana tova yesh li bebet gnazai. I have a matana, I have a present, a good present. Not like some of us say, ui, these long Shabbat afternoons, I get bored, I don't have what to do. Shabbat is a matana tova, a good present. There's no greater present than Shabbat. It's also one of the trials and tribulations of today's world. I can't wait to put my hands again on that telephone. 24 hours without my toy? 24 hours without texting? 24 hours without looking at all the schmutz of the world? Matana tova yesh li ahava, matana tova, a good matana. But you know where it is? The Bet Genazai in my treasure house. The Shabbat Shema, and it's called Shabbat. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take Shabbat out of Bet Genazai. We elevate ourselves into Bet Genazai Shabbat. We hide from the world Shabbat. Shabbat, a person can feel somewhat a kiruv, a connection to Bet HaMikdash. But we have to go and prepare ourselves. that the Shabbat should be that way. If we'll keep this Shabbat the way it should be, keeping Shabbat doesn't mean only the simple halachot. Let's talk about one nekuda that this Shabbat should be different than every Shabbat of the year. Nobody should talk any business on Shabbat, no reference to any business on Shabbat, because it says in Pasuk that Shabbat has to be mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber davar. Nobody should read any material that's not referring to Jewish material. Separate yourself a little bit from the world this Shabbat. Elevate yourself a little bit this Shabbat. Purify yourself a little bit this Shabbat. Then it'll come Tisha B'Av on the Nidche. We'll be able to feel what the Beis HaMikdash is about. If we'll use the Shabbat right, and we'll feel what Kiddusha means, we'll feel what it means to live a life of Kiddusha, we won't do what we're not allowed to do, we'll do what we're supposed to do on a Shabbat. Elevate ourselves, feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use the Bet HaKnesset, use the Svarim, use the Sipurim, use what we have to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have Mamashesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our hands. And then we will be able to go from Shabbat, from Igera Rama to Bira Mikta. We'll be able to go from such a high place to sit down all the way on the floor. We'll be able to cry and cry and cry. We'll be able to cry on our own Khorban. We'll be able to cry on the Khorban Bet HaMikdash. We'll be able to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we yearn to get out of this Gehenim that we live in. A Gehenim Ruchni, and for a lot of us, a Gehenim Gashmi. And we should be zochet to see with our own eyes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Gula b'mehera b'yameinu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.